The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 604.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. And that we're able to spend this time together, and that you are subscribing on iTunes, and that you're telling others to subscribe. You know, we have so many different ways you can listen. You can listen on iHeartRadio, iTunes, however you listen. Thank you for sharing the show and for subscribing, because it does mean the world to me. I really appreciate it. So today, I want to ask you, are you converting? Like, are you converting people from the free offer to a paid offer? We had a listener write in, and here's what she asked. She says, I want to know how to increase engagement with my weekly Facebook Live show, where I do interviews with other people as well as the occasional solo show. My viewership is growing, but I'm not being strategic. And more eyeballs isn't translating into more clients yet. Very clear. Thank you so much for sending in such an awesome question, because I think a lot of people have this experience. You know, we are learning more and more with the internet and with attraction marketing that the new way to market, the feel-good way to market, is to give away free information, develop a following, and a certain percentage of those people, they are going to convert and buy. And so I know what it's like when you're out there and you're producing a lot of content that's free content, and it feels like, gosh, I'm doing all this work and show me the money, right? And so part of the reason why this show that I do is so important is because so much of the world, in fact, most all of the world that I know of, they're talking to you about your marketing from a standpoint of action and strategy and tactics. We learn these things to do to increase engagement or to increase a conversion or to grow viewership or whatever it is. We learn these strategic tactics or these methods. But what no one is talking about is the mindset that is implementing these tactics. And it can't be overstated. I've got three things I want to talk about in relationship to this that will give you a solution relatively quickly. So the first point that I want to make or that I want to talk about is what we speak about matches. And it can't be overstated, and you can't hear it enough, and I can't hear it enough. We look at the results we're getting. We talk about the results we're getting. We think about the results we're getting. We get stuck in a thinking grind, an emotional grind about the results we're getting. The part of our brain called the reticular activating system is the little matchmaker that lives in our head. And it's sifting and sorting through the mucky muck, and it's matching up everything in the outside world to the inside world. So the reason I call this system the cycle of perpetual sameness is because most people live on the hamster wheel that sounds like this. I look at a result I don't want. I think and talk about the result I don't want. The reticular activating system matches up the result I don't want. I get the result I don't want. I think and talk about the result I don't want. The RAS, the RAS matches up and gives me that result again. I think about it. I talk about it. I observe it. I keep matching it up. I think about it. Talk about it. Observe it. Keep matching it up over and over and over and over and over again. This is why most businesses grow very slowly. This is why most people's lives change incrementally. You don't see that drastic change because we are very good at observing what's right in front of us and thinking and talking about it and getting more of what's right in front of us. What we speak about, what we think about, matches. The inside world and the outside world match. So point number two that I want to make here is, how does it match? I want to talk about that because I think we can intellectualize this and we can say like, okay, I get it. There's a reticular activating system and yada, yada, yada. Dana says this every week and I know, change the story, say something different. But there's a reason why mindset works. There's a reason why thinking about things differently works. It's not just that you notice different things. Like, you know, your reticular activating system is designed all day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to scan whatever is in its awareness, sift and sort through all of the different stimuli. Think about the billions of bits of stimuli that are coming at us every day and only notice what matches what we're already thinking about. If you are looking for a certain kind of a car, you will see that car everywhere. If I say the word pink elephant, your brain will think pink elephant as I say it. Your brain is a matching machine. And that's what it does all day, every day. So we can talk about this and we can even get it and say, okay, I get it. I understand that's how the brain works. But point number two, how is it matching that? Why am I getting those results? Why is it happening, besides the fact that I see or notice things, that I'm getting specific results like no sales? And so I'm going to tell you a little story, something that happened recently that really drove it home for me as a really good example. We had somebody, I have a membership group called Train Your Brain U. And so Train Your Brain U, we get together twice a month and we have talks and chats and people are able to bring their businesses to the group. And we're able to look and sort and sift and talk about successes and look at ways that things can improve. And by the way, if you want to check out Train Your Brain U, you can check it out at, surprisingly, trainyourbrainu.com. Trainyourbrainu.com. It's a monthly membership program. You get 2 calls a month with me in a small group setting and a whole bunch of other stuff. So one of the women in the call last time, we had a call. She was talking about how she had this exact same issue we're talking about here. She was not converting. She wasn't getting clients. And she was continually in kind of this mode of seeking, looking for clients, seeking clients, can't find clients. I wish I could find clients. Where are the clients? Why aren't people buying? Where are the clients? Why aren't they closing? You know, think about that kind of continual talk to yourself. And so she did what we told her to do in the group, which is, you know, you have to change a story. You have to start talking about it differently, because if you start talking about it differently and you start thinking about it differently, here's what happens. not only does the reticular activating system shift it and you start seeing the people who actually are signing up, and instead of your focus being on the 80% that aren't signing up, your focus is now on the 20% that are, 80-20 rule, remember? And you're feeling good because you're seeing that 20% and they're bright and shiny and lit up and you're going, wow, this is working. But more importantly, and this is what she reported, you are showing up in the world in a different way. So you're having better results. You're having better conversion because you are showing up as a different person. So imagine this person, let's just say she's a coach, and she's doing a discovery call, and she's in a discovery call with a potential client, and she's got the background story she's thinking that sounds like, nobody signs up, or, oh gosh, this is so hard, or I'm not converting, or I'm looking for clients, and where are my clients? I wish I had them. Like, can you feel how your power just diminishes with that story and with saying those things? Well, she changed the story to things like, this is working out for me, and people are signing up, and my people are finding me, and the perfect person is coming to me right now. And I'm getting more and more people not only interested in what I have to say, but willing to sign up. I love that more and more people are signing up for my programs. I love that more and more of my ideal client, they're closing and I'm signing up and I'm working with people that I love. And it's so great to have a full roster. And I love feeling good about the people that I'm working with. And more people want what I have and they're signing up left and right. Now she's walking into that session, her best self, her centered power center, feeling good self. And she's exuding that. And guess what? People want to work with her. And so this is what she was reporting. I trained my brain. I changed the way I talked about things. And I started showing up differently to those discovery calls, to those times when I was talking to clients. And the clients started leaning forward because she was showing up differently. So this is how it works. You tell the new story and you get the different result because you're showing up as the best you. So think about our live streamer here. Our live streamer showing up to the show as somebody who's thinking thoughts that are thoughts of success. You know, we talked about point one, what we speak about matches. Point two, how it matches, because you're showing up differently. And so point three is you have to tell that story. And I'll tell you something right here in what you wrote. Let's read it. My viewership is growing, but I'm not being strategic. More eyeballs aren't translating into more clients. So flip that but. You've got a positive story here. My viewership is growing. So flip that but. You know, the word but is a power word. When you say something and then you say the word but, your brain doesn't hear everything that comes before it. So if you were saying things like eyeballs aren't translating into more clients, but my viewership is growing, or even better, but they're starting to now, but things are shifting, but people are buying anyway, but things are working out for me, but my business is growing, but the money's still coming in. Your brain only hears those words that come after the but. So you have to flip that but. Or point three, you have to train your brain, because when you're training your brain, then you are showing up differently. So let's think about this live streamer. You're telling a story like, my viewership is growing, I've got an audience, and as they grow, my sales grow, and the 80-20 rule works for me. And I love that people are showing up more and more every week to watch the show. And I love that I'm making more money. And I love that my brain is trained now to focus on the sales I am making. I love how easily things are working for me. I love how easy this is. Now you start telling that story in your head, guess what happens when you show up on the show? Just like our coach, you show up to your live stream show and you're saying out loud to people things like, this is great. I've got this program. I know you're ready to sign up. We've got people signing up left and right. And I know you're ready to jump on board and join our sandbox. And it's so fun that you've been here listening to the show. And I love that you've been participating in this sandbox. And some of you are ready to take it to the next level. And you know who you are. And I know you're ready to jump on board. You are coming from a place of confidence that you know they are going to jump on board. you know they're going to do it. What the difference between people who are very successful at the very top of their game and those who aren't there yet is positive expectation. When you're saying to yourself that things are going well, when you're saying to yourself over and over again how awesome your business is and how many people are signing up and how many people are joining your sandbox and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what happens is you show up with a higher level of positive expectation. Higher level of positive expectation. What we speak about matches. It matches in many, many ways, but one of the ways it matches is that you show up differently. And so point three, you have to speak differently. You have to train your brain. You have to start the process. If you want to show up differently, you have got to start by thinking differently. When you think differently, intentionally, you start getting different results. And the best part is, I know you can do this easily. We're getting good at this now, right? We're getting good at busting those negative thoughts. We're getting good at flipping that butt. Flip that butt. Start telling the new story. Start right now. Very slow, easy sentences. Try on a bunch of sentences till you find one that feels good. I know you've got it. And if you want more help with this, remember, you can meet with me one-on-one in Train Your Brain You during the group call. Anybody who's on the group call can unmute and talk directly and we can hash this out. But I think you've got a good start here. The good start is saying those positive little phrases. I'm getting good at this. This is getting easier. I love where this is going. This is fun. It's fun being a brain trainer. People are signing up. The more positive thoughts I think, the more money I make. The happier I am, the more money I make. I love showing up as my happy self. I love staying centered. I love knowing that my power center equates into dollars. You've totally got this.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the butt.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.